Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We win in Jesus' name. Patrick Duncan, 23 minutes. It is just before 2 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You are with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you right here on Heart to Heart up until 3 o'clock. I'm sitting in for Mpo Puthini. And yes, family, I'm not alone. I'm with Dr. Malebo M. And we are talking suicide. We are talking about suicide. And, you know, so many things are being revealed. You got a question, my family, ask your question now, because once she goes, I won't be able to can answer the questions that you have. And I think that it's high time that we talk about such issues. We do not see them as taboo, what do you call it, an abomination and whatnot. But we talk about them. Give an ear to somebody to talk to and ask questions and not be ashamed, because another one will be quiet and they won't even ask questions. They won't say a word. And then the next thing you know, they are the ones who are taking their lives. And so let's allow others to be free to open up and share with us their pain, and so we can comfort them and be there with them. So you can join our discussion on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322, and the SMS line 37871, the WhatsApp, Telegram 0826572729. Sometimes, Dr. Malebo, when somebody shows these signs or somebody says, I'm going to take my life, maybe out of an outburst that they just have, and sometimes we find ourselves, or there are people who would say words like, let me not add myself, but there are people who would say, yeah, take your life, hey, yeah, do it, you know, what should be the right approach when such things happen in our spaces? Dr. Malebo? Okay, I'm not quite sure what's happening there with Dr. Malebo. Let me just try to just reconnect with her.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za, or call me on 012-334-1265, and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
We are going to put Clint Brown on hold there. Lord, I live. And so we're just going to put him on hold and continue with the song later on. I'm back with Dr. Malebo M. And yeah, we're talking suicide, as I said earlier on. Dr. Malebo, I was asking a question here, that sometimes in a fight or in frustration or whatever, you find somebody in our family saying, I'm going to take my life. Okay, I'll take my life. I'll make it simple for you. I'll die. I'll kill myself. And you find some in the family, or one, or the one whom the other one is talking to, saying, okay, do it. Yeah, you know, and you find they're like, we can't take it anymore. We've had it with your mood swings and whatnot, because we fail to pick up the signs, as you said, as well. So when one utters such words, what should be the approach? Should we be like, hold up, what's that?
yeah, it can be a difficult one. But most of the time, what we would encourage is that this, you know, this might involve talking about ways in which the person can stay safe until they can acquire appropriate help. For example, canceling appointments or contacting with them that they can make contact with you. For example, we need to, like, what you can do is to help keep them distracted.
Okay.
And socialize, you know. Do not let a suicidal person spend large amounts of time alone without having something constructive or engaging to do. if possible, encourage them to even contact the local doctor, for example, or counseling services. Or we've got even SADC, you know, the toll-free line. You can be anonymous on the phone, like this, your suicide crisis line or the lifeline crisis services. And what we need to do as feminists is that try to be as non-judgmental as possible, you know, because we ought to empathize with their expressed emotions. We need to try to listen to what the person is saying and avoid interrupting them when they start talking, because they can be trying to... Because remember, when somebody is saying, I will kill myself, and you know, all those threats, it's a red flag to say, I need help. I need help. So you cannot be, while he or she is high like that, and you adopt the same approach to say, kill yourself then, you know? Some we've told them to say, kill yourself, and they never did it. It worked, depending on their personality. Some, you said, do it, and then they went ahead and did it, you know? And it ended up not being a nice scene as a result. So when it comes to helping a friend or a family member, for example, it happens that they confide in you that they are experiencing suicidal thoughts. It's important to consider how challenging and risky that may be, and how they feel, for them to be starting to feel like that. So, but it is quite possible that this person is fearful of being judged. So with this in mind, it might be useful to consider, for example, not panicking. Don't panic.
Okay.
Knowing that somebody you care is about to commit suicide can be emotionally distressing for you as well. But it is important that you don't make them feel guilty for confiding in you.
Sure. Make them not, they shouldn't feel guilty for confiding in you. So you should be trustworthy. They should be trusting you. Sure. All right. Now, if I am one who is dealing with these thoughts from time to time, what do I do? Can even one be healed from these?
Yeah, you know, it can be extremely frightening when you have suicidal thoughts. As a result, it can be very difficult to talk to someone about your suicidal thoughts. What you need to know is that you're not crazy, you're not weak or bad for experiencing such thoughts.
Okay.
So as a result, disclosing to someone that you're feeling suicidal takes significant courage in a person. So if you tell somebody, there is a greater chance that they can help share the emotional burden, leaving you feeling less overwhelmed. So it's very important that when you are feeling suicidal, tell somebody who can be able to, you know, to take that emotional burden. Because remember, it emanates more from your emotional side. So if you find somebody that you can talk to, that burden, it moves, it leaves you feeling less overwhelmed. Because remember when I started by giving an exposition or a meaning of what suicide is, the most word that is dominating is overwhelming. Overwhelming, being overwhelmed by this, overwhelmed by that. So if you are having suicidal thoughts, it can be frightening, but like I said, you should know that you are not crazy, you're not weak or bad for experiencing such. But what is important is that if you tell somebody, there is a greater chance that they can help share the emotional burden.
So you don't have to go at it alone.
You are not alone.
Yeah. I think we need to be educated even in our churches about such, hey, doctor?
Yes, because remember, I think only the Christian community, that's one of the challenges that we are sitting on, because we've got Christians who are just linear to say, I will pray, I'll be fine. But then there is support that you need.
Or we tell you that we will pray for you.
Yeah, we will pray for you. And you are not doing anything proactive, sitting down, listening to their problem. You know, because mostly in the Christian community, I mean, there's a lot of individuality. Whereas, you know, the main reason is to bring people together. But there is a lot of individuality whereby even when one is in a depressed state, cannot tell people that I'm suffering from depression. Because it will be like, separate from the depression, how? You're born again, this and that. You are not immune to that. Even when you're born again, you're not immune to that. Because you are in this world, And in this world, there are so many trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Bible says...
we've got all these psychologists, people like myself, that God has chosen and called in that essence, you know, because he knew, he had us in mind, remember, in the beginning, that we will come across such difficulties, but he's got his own that he has called by his name. To assist and carry through his children.
And that's why I believe that he would warn us about the weapons that would be formed against us, which depression, suicide, and others are those weapons that are formed against us. I see you over to James Ferdinand van Zyl Sabona now. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. And Lester, hello to you. Thank you for being with us. Another family member is asking, Spongile, please ask the doctor, can somebody utter those words, I will kill myself, but not meaning it, not being serious about it?
Yes, like I said, most of the time when people start playing around with issue of suicide, they can do it either jokingly or, but then it means there's an underlying thought that comes with it.
So take it serious if you're listening.
It's a red flag. You know, it's a red flag to say, I have a problem, help me. But they might be having a challenge of saying or finding somebody they can confide in. Remember, we are socialized from different families with different values as well. So for some, like I've given an example, we keep issues to ourselves. Don't take your dirty laundry out there, you know? Yes. So never undermine or underestimate any utterance that involves suicide.
What about somebody who keeps talking about death, Mother Doctor? Something like, when I'm dead and I will die and you will bury me. You know, from time to time, they are like referring to death. And when I'm dead, should we be concerned as well with that one? Can they also be suicidal, or is it just thoughts of too much thoughts about death?
I think maybe most of the time in such instances, you also need to have an overall understanding of their psychosocial background as well.
Okay.
You can't just make that conclusion because if, for example, then you get an understanding of how socially they are functioning and you know that they've got instances or challenges in their life, that can be something of a concern. You understand? That's why I say it's very important also, even during this time of COVID, to enhance and build family resilience. It's of importance. Family relations need to be strengthened so that people are able to understand and know each other well.
All right, let's sum it up for today, Dr. Malebo.
Thank you so much.
Let's sum it up. What do we say as our closing statement?
Yeah, what I would say is that, like I always say all the time, when you've got any life challenge, it doesn't mean you're weak. It's very important. The key is prioritizing your mental health as you prioritize your physical health. I've given this example throughout our talks that in as much as you feel like you want to lose weight, you want to keep fit, think about your mental health all the time. It's also of importance. And seeking professional help, it does not show any sign of weakness. Psychologists are there to assist you to undergo psychological assessment, which involves talking to a psychologist about your history, your suicidal thoughts, how they begin, and other factors in your life that needs to be attended to. So take responsibility. Having a fruitful life, it means being in charge of your life, being in charge of your mindset. And remember, have a fruitful mindset, it means your mental health must be intact. So never be ashamed of taking care of yourself.
Wow, thank you so much, Dr. Malebo. For family members who'd like to talk to you directly, are you reachable?
Yes, yes. We've got our office line,
012-004-1418. Can we just ask you to just take it to the Lord in prayer in the minute that we have and pray for those ones that are affected by the spirit of suicide in their families, in their own personal lives, in their surrounding areas, you know, as we are. The Lord has challenged us today that as families, we need to build more love and resilience in our families. Can we just do this in prayer?
Okay. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the honor, the glory, Father, this hour. We thank you, Father, for honoring us with your presence during this talk, Lord. We thank you, Father, for each and every ear that has been listening, Lord, for it is you, Father, who have set such a time as this. Father, I pray for spirit of understanding, spirit of wisdom, spirit of discernment. Father, I declare divine healing, Father God, mentally, physically, and socially. Lord, heal each and every soul, Lord, that is going through so much during this time, Lord. Father, remind them of your greatness. Remind them of your love that surpasses all human understanding. Father, we thank you that even with this talk, many have been healed. Many have been enlightened, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may as we depart, Lord, your presence depart with us. As we depart, Lord, may your wisdom, Father, continue ministering to us, Lord, in relation to this talk. Father, we thank you. We give you the honor, the glory this afternoon. Father, we cover this session. We cover every information, every form of knowledge we've shared this afternoon with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen and amen. Ronella earlier on shared and said, the Lord is good. He delivered me from the spirit of cutting myself 20 years back. And I give him all the glory and of all the people who pray for me, just showing us how important it is to pray for each other. Yeah. Ferdinand James Van Zyl says, I suffered long from depression and post-traumatic stress. Like David, I spoke to God, I spoke to Mudimu, and I gave it all to him. And I was honest to him. He set me free. Today, I refuse to utter any negative thoughts or words over my life. Just my own testimony. Thank you so much for sharing those testimonies with us. It's like really, really awesome. Doctor, thank you so much. We love you. May you have yourself a beautiful weekend further. And may the hand of the Lord be forever upon you, keeping you and blessing your everything that you do. In Jesus' name, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And family, we are now sitting on 6 minutes just before 2 on Heart to Heart with Miss Wangile Mofokeng right here on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And family, we are going to take a music breather and do our news headlines. And then we talk to Pastor Andile Kamajola, Umfundisi Andile Kamajola.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805. Or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.